Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another special episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, a simulcast on YouTube. Now, today I'm going to be going through a donor request. This is an article here, exclusive look at the newly opened Freemasons Lodge in Christchurch. Now, before we get into it, I just want to remind people that the Vinnie Eastwood Show has been going for 10 years, and it has been but due to your support, ladies and gentlemen. So if you are a New Zealander or if you are from overseas, there are different options available at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, whether by Patreon, PayPal, or Kiwi Bank. You can support the show regularly or once off, and every single part of what you do is appreciated. And when you do donate, of course, you can send in requests like this, and I will read out an article for you, interview a guest that you'd like to see. You can be added into the Vinnie Eastwood Donors Club on Facebook, where you will get access to new content before anyone else, as well as, of course, being able to interact with me directly. Now, for those of you who are wanting to do super chats and things like that, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer or a video you'd like me to do, just pop that in the super chat, and we will get that done for you within the next day or so. Getting on with the article now, exclusive look at the newly opened Freemasons Lodge in Christchurch. Now, those of you overseas may remember that Christchurch hit by an enormous earthquake and that kind of thing. It's just something that sort of comes to mind when you're talking about building these new places of worship. Speaking of which, this is a video, so what we're going to do is we're going to play that for you now.
The traditionally secretive Freemasons opened their doors to their new Christchurch Lodge today. The new centre replaces a number of buildings lost in the Christchurch earthquakes and is intended to help cater for a growing membership.
Now, here's the thing. They're traditionally secret, but now they're just being so open and stuff like that. Really? Really? So they're going to show you all their ritual books? All their rituals? They're going to show you the whole nine yards and everything like that? Oh, no, actually, they're just letting us through one of their new lodges for like 15 minutes or something like that, and we can see a couple of symbols that we don't know the meaning of. Yeah, exactly. They hold a differential power of knowledge against you, ladies and gentlemen. You see, the G within the compass and square, the compass being able to draw a perfect circle and the square being able to make a perfect edge. They are the construction tools, ladies and gentlemen, and the G in the center is God, the constructor, the architect of the universe. That's what they worship, what they consider to be the architect of the universe, in this case being Satan. Make no frickin' mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. The Jewish Kabbalah is Freemasonry. All right, they use all the same teachings, most of the same ideology, and that kind of thing. They don't like Jesus. They don't like Christianity. They love Satan, and they want to see this world burn if they can't have it, ladies and gentlemen. And in order to do such a thing without people going, oh my God, you guys are Satanists, we're going to kill you all, that kind of thing, what they do is they do these nice charitable work in the community. Oh, aren't we so lovely? Don't we give scholarships to all your bright, up-and-coming, soon-to-be very powerful and influential leaders of virtual every single power center of society? Okay? See, that's what they do. And if you think that it's a male-only thing, the current Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, received a Masonic scholarship so she could go to university and study public relations, okay? Public relations literally translates to bullshitting people, okay? I've got a qualification in bullshitting people. Let's just do it. Okay, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see how well-crafted these satanic media mouthpieces are going to puppet and parody what Freemasonry actually truly stands for. Now, bear in mind, just because you're a Freemason doesn't mean you're a Satanist or anything like that. Unless you get to the top higher echelons and you have to be asked, you don't know shit about Freemasonry. If you're sitting there telling me, oh, that's not, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, video or whatever, and you're some bloody, like, second, third, fourth, or even 28th degree Mason and stuff like that. I've interviewed 33rd, 29s, and all of this kind of shit, bro. You don't know what you're talking about. Every single time you went through every single initiation ceremony you went through, Mr. Mason, you learned a little bit more that you didn't think you didn't know, right? You didn't know that you didn't know what you knew. In your third degree over your second degree, another fourth over the third, and so on and so forth. Why do you think there's so many degrees? It's a cult indoctrination ceremony designed to strip your soul, piece by piece, of its wards against darkness and demonic possession. This is, I'm not freaking joking here, this is what they believe. That they are stripping their own initiates of their own spiritual abilities to defend themselves against demonic incursion from the immaterium. They want to possess your body so that you can be turned for their satanic agenda. That's essentially it. Does that sound crazy? It is crazy! Is it nonetheless true, though? Imagine for a moment if I told you that demons were absolutely real. Angels were absolutely real. Gods, absolutely real. Aliens, the whole shebang. All of these things, werewolves, vampires, every kind of myth and legend that you've ever heard of in the movies, in the books, and things of that entertaining nature that you've been getting into, the dark sorcerers who run this world wish you to believe that those things remain in the realm of fiction, and they fictionalize them by blowing them out of proportion and misrepresenting what they actually are. If you want to look into what is a sorcerer, oh, it's a guy who casts magic spells and things like that. No, it's not. It's a man who, unlike a good man, will discover extraordinary, powerful knowledge, and instead of taking a moral obligation upon himself to share that knowledge with everybody else so that they can all share in that power, so that power does not corrupt that man. Instead, the sorcerer keeps that knowledge for himself. He occults that knowledge to hide away, to keep hidden, so that he has a power differential over everybody else. I know more than you. You ever been in a game and you've got the winning card in your hand? You know this, but the other guy does not. You just sit there and you smile while he piles up his bets and does all his philandering and his bluffing and all of that kind of stuff. You know you're going to win. It's just a matter of time. And that's what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen. The world is being initiated very slowly into occult practices. And indeed, maybe this is one of the first times I've ever seen a media thing actually have footage inside a Masonic lodge. So this is going to be interesting, ladies and gentlemen. This is new territory for me. This is new territory for humanity. You're actually going to go inside a Masonic lodge. Okay? Let's go with a fanfare of it, shall we?
Lisa Davies went inside for an exclusive look.
An exclusive look. Okay, so right here we have images. Now, you see how these guys have aprons, they have necklaces, and on those necklaces there are all-seeing eye pyramids. On those aprons there are goblets and cups and all of these kind of things. Every single one of these things has a meaning. On the floor, this is a ritual floor, the black and white tile, the darkness and the light, and to control both. Now, essentially, it's a perversion of ancient chivalry principles, whereby you would be both brutal warrior and meek gentleman, the white knight, the black knight in one, so that you could both be held in high regard within the court and be gentle with the ladies of the court, but also in battle, you would show valor and bravery and absolute cunning brutality to destroy your enemies. Good to your friends. Unforgiving to your enemies. That is what chivalry is. And people have thought this to mean, oh, you're just opening doors for ladies. No, it's not. It is a embodying principle and art form that comprises all of the blackness of mankind and all of the light in perfect balance and harmony. That's what that floor represents. But what modern Freemasonry has done essentially is corrupted this balance, and they've essentially decided to do what the Bohemian Grove is called the cremation of care to a degree, which is there's the light, there's the dark, we control both, therefore we don't have to have any responsibility for our actions because we've got control over what people appear to be good and what people appear to be bad. So for instance, if you go into organized crime in New Zealand, you'll find, oh my God, Freemasons are running it. And if you go into police in New Zealand, you go, oh my God, Freemasons are running it. Okay, they control the forces of order and the forces of chaos so that they themselves can be above it all. That's why the all-seeing eye on the pyramid on the back of the $1 bill is not attached to the pyramid. Okay, it's not just that that Masonic perfect society isn't complete yet. It is that, but it's more the fact that they cannot be touched. They are above everything because they possess the knowledge and nobody else in the slave masses of humanity do. And they can wield it above us all. All right? Now, these are the deep occult stuff, which I guarantee you the vast majority of Masons that you can see in the screen before you within this shot haven't got a clue about. These are pawns, and they are used by the dark sorcerers to get the job done. Oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Come on down to the lodge and do this. So why? So I can be very gradually and ritualistically adopted into your occult pack of mini-wolves? No, thank you. No, not ideal. It's been offered to me several times. Was I ever tempted? No. Why not? Because I have interviewed high-level Freemasons who used to be part of the Lodge and no longer are for good reason. Primarily because these were the two Masons I knew. I'm talking of James Wright and Fredericks, who not only got to some of the highest echelons within their secret societies, but did something that almost none of the other Masons did. Read. Research and give a fuck. All right, it's the main difference between the vast majority of anybody in any organization is that there are very, very few people who actually give a fuck and actually want to know, actually want to learn, really want to do the work to see what can be found out. And the vast majority of them, porch Masons. They just go in there to drink, get away from their wives. They don't know what all these rituals mean. Why do you think they've gotten so old and not really gotten anywhere in huge positions of power and things like that? It's because you're not one of the anointed. You're not one of the chosen, bro. They find all these young kids that are real talented and stuff like that, and then you just become more or less a, I don't know. You become more or less a fertilizer for the young power brokers that are coming up in society. So you'll get Masonically recruited, then you'll get trained in internationalist globalism, more or less, and then you'll be returned to your country of origin and you'll become a powerful leader of some particular institution. Okay? John Key, Freemason, goes over school to Harvard, gets internationalist training in the Wall Street banking sector, comes back to New Zealand, becomes Prime Minister, gets us $200 billion in debt in 9 years, when all previous Prime Ministers combined in 125 years managed to get us an $8 billion in debt. Jacinda Ardern, the very next Prime Minister, right after John Key. She gets a Masonic scholarship, goes for internationalist training in public relations in London, and then comes back to New Zealand and becomes the next Prime Minister. You see? They have influence and power and control, and the vast majority of Masons are completely unaware of this. They're unaware of how insignificant they actually are as individuals when faced with the collective power of this organization and the high-level sorcerers that are truly running the show. All right, well, here we go.
Rare access to a world once cloaked in secrecy.
I solemnly dedicate this lodge room to virtue.
But today we were invited in to film the dedication of this new Freemasons Lodge in Woolston.
Grand honours once.
The pageantry, no longer behind closed doors.
To say that we're speaking up for Freemasonry,
Now, let's think about this, the pageantry. Back at the time of King Henry VIII, I believe it was, who reformed the Protestant Church, there was a propaganda campaign, or I'm not sure if it was so much propaganda as if it was realistic, but they talked about rags and rituals, particularly of the Catholic Church, and this is why they actually wanted to split from the Church, or at least this is how they convinced the public that all these people were bad and stuff like that. Rags and rituals. There were all these little weird things that they were doing, you know, a little water there, or gold there, or a little symbol on this, or that, or the other. And those who don't know what sacred geometry is, and that it puts out a frequency pattern whenever you've got certain arrangements and things of that nature, it actually has a real effect on people. It has an effect on their mind, it has an effect on their consciousness. Now, the symbolism of the all-seeing eye of the Illuminati, and we can see this on the wrist of the Lodge Master here, and essentially what we've got here is enlightenment, all right? But Lucifer, it's the eye of Lucifer. Lucifer means light. Light means enlightenment, okay? Traditionally, in the in the ancient mystery traditions, that's essentially what it was. So if you're talking about occult worship and things of that nature, how much symbology do you know? Are you capable of correctly, and I mean correctly, interpreting what each and every single one of these symbols within these rags and garments and things of that nature actually mean? And if not, there could easily be hidden messages encoded within them that will affect you whether or not you're aware of them. That's why symbols are so freaking powerful, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why Masons are completely covered in them. Covered in symbols. They're wearing aprons, they're wearing bands around their necks, they're wearing cuffs around their wrists, you know. See, this kind of thing, they're essentially, it's a religion, all right? An ancient occult religion. And they're trying to do, like most religions do, recruit new, dumb-as-fuck cultists into their midst so that they can brainwash them and take their fucking souls. All right, that's what every single goddamn religion does, ladies and gentlemen. If you're part of a religion, I'm sorry. That's what they're doing to you through organized religion. If you have a religion in yourself, if you read the Bible yourself, if you go out and you do good for humanity yourself, you are part of no religion. You actually have your spirit still. But if you do not, you are somebody else's property. Make no mistake about that. Free yourself. Educate yourself. Do not allow others to interpret everything for you, even me. Even anybody you trust. If you're not eventually doing the thinking for yourself, somebody can always take control of you. All right? Don't do that, ladies and gentlemen. One of my greatest fears is that I will become a bad person and start using the knowledge that I have against people instead of for them and for their benefit.
To say that we're speaking up for Freemasonry, I think, is understating the measure. We're right into being transparent.
Since the Grand Master...
They're right into being transparent! Our secret society's right into being transparent! Really? Then how come only one single fucking news organization got the fucking exclusive All right, you're so transparent that only one lodge gets one exclusive in the whole freaking existence of the lodges. That's so transparent as fuck. I can't believe. Oh my god. You see the blatantly. Oh my god. Lying scumbags. Don't you just love them?
Decided on a new approach 2 years ago.
We donate $10 million to different aspects of New Zealand society.
By giving scholarships to the young, best and brightest, and then recruiting them into the globalist fucking Satanist goddamn New World Order. $10 million a year! You have any idea how many scholarships that buys? How many front men you can purchase for that? It doesn't sound like a lot of money, but the amount of influence that it purchases you over time. Like The Skulls. You ever seen that movie? Based on Skull and Bones and stuff like that? Small amount of money invested in these kids comparative to how big the organization and all of its members' power possess. But if you're doing it on the young and influenceable, you know, and that kind of thing, then those investments will pay off hugely. I mean, imagine, you only spent a couple of hundred grand over, I don't know, 10 years or something like that on only two or three kids. And those two or three kids wind up becoming the country's next three prime ministers, and they pass every single legislation that you want, which would make you billions upon billions per piece of legislation or some shit like that. That sounds like a good fucking investment. All right? That's what they do. They buy you when you're young, and then they've got you for life. That's why a lot of these people never talk back against the New World Order, because they've been in it for so long that they know that the whole reason they exist, the whole reason why these individuals have any power, is because of this, of these of various fraternities and organizations that they belong to and haven't turned on. See, that's the key. That's the key. Belonging to this organization doesn't necessarily mean shit. Okay? As I say, most people don't know anything. It's when you're a special one. Okay? When you're not just there as some kind of, I don't know, cream off the top, you know, they're not just fleecing you and your family connections and things like that in order to milk prestige for the organization. If you're there specifically because they want to turn you into one of their front men and stuff like that, they're going to give you special privileges. You're going to go up the ranks really, really quickly. But if you're going through the ranks really, really slowly and all of that kind of stuff, and you're an old man by this point, blah, 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 then I'm sorry, mate, you're not one of the special ones. Okay, you might think you're special, and you might think you got respect in the lodge, but at the second you speak out against anyone, you're fucked. That's how much they actually care about you, bro. You know what happens when you speak out against your family or something like that? They speak back, you speak back, you speak back. Yeah, okay, that's family. You know, family just goes back and forth and that kind of thing, and really go anywhere. But anyway, I'm getting off track. Let's go back to the video.
We should be proud of that. And we should tell the world of the good work that we're doing.
Okay, so he vaguely references $10 million giving to various social, you know, practices, things of that nature. Vaguely says that we want to be very, very transparent, and yet shows no real evidence of any actual transparency. Where are the documents that show all of their $10 million of expenditure per year? Where are the records that are being kept for all of their financial income through the year? How do they get all their money? Are they charging their members and so on and so forth? All right, transparency is quite a big thing to say, especially if you're a secret fucking society.
This is one of four new lodges that will open in New Zealand this year, with membership increasing to over 6,000 New Zealand men.
They put the growth down to the change in policy.
We've been approached by grand lodges in Australia, in America, and in other parts of the world who have seen the value of what we are doing.
But
yeah, right. Okay, it's like, what do you mean, the value in what you're doing? Christchurch earthquake took down a whole bunch of lodges and they rebuilt them. Oh, look at the value in what we're doing.
The fuck you talking about?
I'm a minute 23 into this video. Such is the level of scumbaggery. Oh, God. Oh. Now, there was some yakking and bowers back there a second. I just want to see this. I'll just keep going.
Some of what the 5 million Freemasons worldwide do.
5 million Freemasons worldwide. If you wanted a complete secret network that was infiltrated into all the government, banking, religious, financial institutions, and police, and everything you want, without it ever being exposed, and having a perfect network to keep it running perpetually without ever being exposed, because anybody within it can be easily killed off, and anybody outside it can be easily written off, because nobody freaking, you know, believes them. Oh, a huge secret society with 5 million members worldwide engaged in some kind of conspiracy of power and control? That just doesn't make any fucking sense! Hey, you know who will tell you that it doesn't make any sense? The Freemasons who control all the institutions that have taught you your entire life how to think. Or rather, to not think.
Will always be a secret.
There's a secret handshake and a secret word. And they are given to our young members.
Now, we're so transparent that we've got a secret handshake and a secret word so that we can identify each other in public without anybody else being able to identify us, and we can speak in code behind your back and conspire against you without you fucking being aware of it. All right? What's the definition of conspiracy? Two or more people coming together to harm another group of people, and here's the key part of this, without that group of people knowing it. That's how they figured it out. We'll use a whole bunch of symbols. They don't know what black and white tiled floors mean. They don't know what a G means. They don't know what a compass and square means. They don't know what an all-seeing Illuminati eye pyramid means. They don't know what two pillars on the side of a temple mean. Yakin and Boaz. It's outside of the legendary Temple of Solomon, King Solomon, the progenitor of the Freemasonic mythos, more or less. And out the front of the temple, these things were strong, okay? They represent the masculine and the feminine, the good and the evil, and this duality of life. Duality exists. It's a real occult principle, and those who don't fucking know that real evil and real good exists are gonna get enslaved by one or the other, all right? In fact, good people don't enslave you. They just let you be free and be an idiot and allow yourself to be enslaved by evil people. And in fact, they try to save you, but you won't save your fucking selves, will you? You know, that's the thing. If you've been indoctrinated by evil scumbags and their ideology for the entirety of your life, how would you know that that ideology is wrong if the only thing you know is that ideology? All right. Doesn't matter whether you're going through the school system or watching the media or anything like that. There's always this satanic, Masonic influence and shit like that. So when people talk about the grand conspiracy and things like that, I have a document on my computer from the Illuminati themselves. Like, it actually says the Order of the Illuminati on the document. Got official Freemasonry symbols and the whole fucking thing like that. Writing a threatening letter to my friend James Wright, 32nd degree Freemason of the Dallas Scottish Rite Building, all right? Most powerful Masonic lodge in America, give or take. You know? These people and the Illuminati and control systems and all of that kind of shit are fucking real. And they have come up with extraordinarily effective methodologies in order to make you think that they're not real, or that if they are real, there's nothing bad that happens when people conspire behind the scenes with no transparency or accountability and have huge puff media pieces that are scripted to make them look good and not ask any fucking fervent fucking questions. You know, this there could be nothing possibly going on here whatsoever, but nothing. It's all about God. And it's all secret and non-transparent, but it's so transparent. For fuck's sake!
They are told not to communicate those secrets to people who are not entitled to them, and this is a proof of their integrity.
What's the significance of...
Now, you know what integrity is, ladies and gentlemen? It's to be honest and have a moral conscience at all times. What Freemasonry tries to, or modern Freemasonry rather, tries to corrupt that into is to say, you keep the secret or you die, and your integrity is your life. Okay? You keep the secrets or you die. That's how you keep your integrity, by staying the fuck alive. You know, that kind of thing. He doesn't, of course, mention this.
What you're wearing.
How long have you got? So, I'll start with the easy one. As Grand Master, this is the Grand Master's jewel.
And, of course, there's the apron.
And everyone is delighted and proud to wear what they wear.
Next.
Yeah, everyone's delighted and proud to wear what they wear. Yeah, oh yeah. See, here's the thing. What age do we live in? This is 2019, and you look at these people. You would expect to see this in some kind of hooded ceremony in the woods, you know, around a giant roaring fire or something like that, with a child about to be sacrificed. You know, that's the kind of rags and rituals these people are still practicing hundreds of years after the initial inception of their cult. It's frightening to look upon if you understand what any of these symbols mean, if you understand what this organization in its broad scope, not the individuals within the organization necessarily, but in its broad scope, what it actually represents.
Weekend, this lodge will welcome the public in. To uncover the mysteries of Freemasonry for themselves.
Yeah, because you're just going to walk in as a member of the fucking public to a Masonic lodge, and they're just going to explain all the mysteries of Freemasonry to you. You know? All of them. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I'm sorry, I'm swearing so much today, but you know, Masons, and their scumbaggery Masons. Bear in mind, I've got friends who are Masons and things of that nature who aren't part of the cabal, but they're still part of the organization, and I think they kind of got to quit. Yeah, it's like, bro, I only just realised that now. You know, I've got mates who are still Masons and they haven't actually quit the lodge yet and stuff like that, even though they know that in some of the deeper parts of the organisation there's some shit going on, but they haven't accepted that fact yet and they're still part of it and it's still corrupting them and it's still initiating them and that kind of thing. It's like, dude, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, man. That was a tough video for me to get through, frankly. Let's go on with the article here. The traditionally secretive Freemasons have opened the doors to their new Christchurch Lodge today. The new centre replaces a number of buildings lost in the Christchurch earthquakes and is intended to help cater for a growing membership. A growing membership. Now, why is membership growing, I wonder? Because not long ago, there was an article in 3 News, I think it was, where I think the top Freemason in the country, John Banks, former mayor of Auckland, former police commissioner, you see, another Mason in positions of power who got Masonic scholarships, total coincidence, was mentioned in an article that was talking about the failure of Freemasonry to attract any new crowds and new figures and things of that nature. And now we have this vague, this new growing membership. Is there? Or are you just saying that through your paid-off media to give people the impression that it's popular so they'll just go with the crowd? Is that just what you do? You know, this is the suspicious mind that I have. And for good reason, it's called not being a fuckwit. And unfortunately, there's not a whole bunch of people who know how to do that because they haven't been taught, you know, hey, don't be a fuckwit. Really? Why not? Because if you're a fuckwit, you fuck shit up. Okay? So don't be a fuckwit.
One News was invited in to film the dedication of the new Freemasons Lodge in Woolston, the pageantry of the event no longer behind closed doors since the Grand Master decided on a new approach 2 years ago. To say we're speaking up for Freemasonry, I think, is understating the measure. We are right into being transparent. And of course, this is essentially just a translation from the video itself. Now, we donated $10 million to society. Absolutely no idea where that $10 million is going to. It's going into bribes and corruption for and training the young people of today to be the leaders in the scumbaggery tomorrow. 6,000 Kiwi men are a member of this organization, allowing them to place key people in key organizations. And you notice I use the word key, referencing the former Prime Sinister, who was also incidentally a Freemason named Key. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this secret handshaking, secret wording, little BS organization is just putting on a show for the public so that they can suck in some more potential recruits that they can suck out the souls of and stuff something else in. Don't fall for it, folks. Not a good idea. Now, I would like to, on that note, we'll round this off and say thank you very much. I just remembered this morning that I've been doing a couple of these broadcasts. I've been trying to do almost one a day or something like that. And I just wanted to say thank you to all the people who've been donating through that Kiwi Bank, the PayPal, the Patreon, and all the people who turn up in person to give me cash, the people who are mailing me birthday cards with cash in them, and giving me hemp oil and cannabis products sent through the mail and things of that nature. This is just like it's great because I don't have a car right now. And I'm stuck at home. And even when I did have a car, I was stuck at home most of the time anyway. So I've had to figure out how to survive in this world without being able to go anywhere. And essentially, ladies and gentlemen, you've really helped me out with that. So we've got all new live streaming technology. We're getting American Freedom Radio up and going. We're trying to set up a new studio this year instead of doing one day a week. Like, in fact, that was the thing that I wanted to remind myself of to say is that I think it was nearly, what was 2012 or 2013, might have been 2013 when this person named Pete Santilli came on the scene on American Freedom Radio and stole my guerrilla media concept right off me and started this huge defamation and abuse campaign and got my YouTube channel taken down and all sorts of stuff. It was a really horrible, 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 horrible time in my life. And that was like 6 years ago. All right, I used to be doing 5 shows a week, 2 hours a day. And last year I was down to doing one show a week, if that, you know, because I was just so madly, badly depressed by what that person did to me. Now, something occurred to me upon that realization is that there's a lot of people in this world, aren't there? And maybe you are one of them that is really bright, really talented, really good at what you do and really conscientious. And it could be within a relationship or it could be in a business opportunity or an art project or something like that. But some person comes along and steals everything from you, you know, that they reveal themselves to be completely fake and you retreat into yourself really, really deeply because you're so afraid of being hurt by similar people to this person who just screwed you over. You know what I'm saying? And in so doing, you do less work, you're less out there, you talk to less people and that kind of thing, and your worldviews are sort of like get sucked into this black hole of depression, more or less, and you can't get anywhere near as much done. You don't enjoy life, and it's not your fault. It's because there happened to be a psychopath who you weren't aware of at the time or whatever. You trusted them, and now you know better, don't you? You know, don't trust psychopaths, ladies and gentlemen. If somebody's a lying scumbag, and they've got a long track record of being a lying scumbag, don't trust them. I mean, is this some kind of revelation? And apparently it is. The dumbest we have ever been as a species, ladies and gentlemen, is now. You put the average person in a forest that's got plenty of food, plenty of animals, plenty of shelter and all of that kind of stuff without their cell phone, dead. Right? Just dead. All right? No knowledge, no ability to take care of themselves, and no desire to do anything of that nature. So, yeah, I think, ladies and gentlemen, there is an important reason to support honest broadcasters like myself, American Freedom Radio. I want to throw James Corbett, Max Egan, Aaron and Melissa Dykes, Black Pill, Devin Stack over there. These people are great, you know. And if I've forgotten anybody within that list of like incredibly compelling dudes that I've known of for 10 years, with the exception of a few, they're always telling the truth. They're always being honest. It doesn't matter whether that honesty benefits them or not. It doesn't matter whether they get smacked in the face by a pro-Israeli protester because of their views on Palestine. They still express their views on Palestine because they're correct. You know, that kind of thing. Oh, Mark Passio, that's the one I wanted to add into that list there, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to just rewind this video right now and listen to that list of videos of names there, and just search each and every one of them and just watch one video of each of those people, they're freaking amazing people, and they will change your life. Just like in the last month or so that I've been rediscovering these guys that I've been sort of semi-following for about 10 years as a fellow talk radio show host and that kind of thing, they've helped me to come back to my center. That depression I was feeling from stuff that was stolen from me, I think I wasn't allowing myself to just sit down and watch the guys who inspired me to get into this gig in the first place, or at least the type of people that did. Because I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure if there's too many people, if any, that actually inspired me to go into the truth movement who either didn't get corrupted or are just dead now, you know, or were dead before I even knew that they existed, you know, that kind of thing. Aaron Russo, Bill Hicks, and George Carlin, and a lot of the comedians and filmmakers and people throughout the several generations, you know, who essentially have worked out this New World Order plot, still had the intelligence to understand it and communicate it, and they've been trying desperately. G. Edward Griffin's another good name there. See, there's the thing. If you have really great individuals, all right, now I'm not saying that these people are infallible. Okay, they're human beings, but however, I am saying that they're honest, and I trust them. When they do their research and things like that, if I find something different and I pull them up on it, they go, "Oh, thanks, man!" And then they actually edit their videos. They do retractions and things like that. They've got a long track record of it. This is what integrity is. Not holding secrets for some fucking organization so that you can control the population without them being aware. These are good men, all right? Good people in this society do need your support, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to think that I'm one of them, but in actual fact, I believe I'm just a bad guy trying to do the right thing because I don't want to be what I am anymore. Society created me. It did monstrous things to me, and it created a monster. I don't want to be a monster, so I've wrapped myself in chains. I've become incredibly honest, so that if ever I become dishonest, people will notice the difference. I've acted with integrity, so that if any time I stop acting with integrity, I will lose it then and forever. Because that's what integrity is, maintaining it at all times. That sort of thing. It doesn't matter how bad a person you think you are, ladies and gentlemen. It is your actions that define what you are. I'm Vinny Eastwood, and thank you very much for listening. And go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com if you want to support the show through Patreon, KiwiBank, or PayPal. And thank you so much to all of my donors who've been loyally supporting me this whole decade thus, and will continue to do so into the future, guys. I really, really appreciate you, and specifically Michael for sending me this link to break down today. So this is our very first donor article breakdown. So if you are a donor and you'd like me to break down an article or something of that nature, please just fire it through me on Facebook. Just make sure you identify yourself as a donor, of course, and I'll get one of these videos made and uploaded for you, for everybody to enjoy. Thank you so much, Michael, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you again sometime.